Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Have you ever experienced a tragic event in your life? Something that, you know, everything was fine one day, and then all of a sudden the bottom drops. You know, you get the phone call. You know, you get the text that says, call me immediately.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, uh-oh. Okay. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And you get the news. They lay it on you. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing how your head can be spinning. Your heart can be pounding and hurting. And it feels like everything is slowing down to a complete halt. Only within maybe what appears to be a few seconds or minutes mm-hmm. of shock. Mm-hmm. Everything begins to race again like the speed of light with all the possible ramifications of what just transpired.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, God, 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 God. Well, this happened to a man called Horatio Spafford. And you may or may not be familiar with who he is, but you might probably be familiar with one of the songs that he wrote. He wrote a song called It Is Well With My Soul.
Mm.
And he wrote this song in one of the most darkest hours of his life. And, you know, it's so important to understand that, you know, we all experience tragedy at some point in our life. It's just part of living. It's just part of being human being. And if you haven't experienced a tragedy, you've probably known someone who has experienced a tragedy.
That's right.
And we want to be able to comfort those, and we want to know how to find comfort ourselves, right, when these tragic moments do happen. And that there is a hope. There is a hope. There is a comfort that comes. Well, Horatio Spafford, kind of amazing, is this man suffered, you know, almost unimaginable personal loss and tragedy. And him and his wife, Anna, they were well known in the 1860s, okay? I mean, this song, by the way, It Is Well With My Soul, I mean, this song's been around for a long, long, long time. Mm-hmm. I mean, this man lived in the 1860s. And
oh, wow.
And only to imagine that, I mean, I don't know how many even newer, latest, and I mean, we're living in the 21st century now, and mm-hmm. I mean, we just heard a Cutlass perform this song, mm-hmm. sing this song. I know Crystal Lewis has a version, and I don't know how many other versions exist out there, but
right.
So many people have kind of remade this song, if you will, this hymn, because it's kind of an old classic type of hymn. But what most people don't know is how this song even came to happen, how this song even came about. And so Horatio and his wife, Anna, they were well known in 1860s in Chicago, and he had a legal career, and he had a whole bunch of business endeavors, you know, in the area. And he was also a pretty big supporter of the evangelist, the great evangelist, D.L. Moody.
Mm-hmm.
And during the 1870s, things began to start to go wrong in their life. Their only son was killed by scarlet fever at the age of 4. You know, it's like, wow. I think about all the tragedies that so many people have suffered in years, times ago, that modern medicine today has been able to avoid. But death during that time was something that seemed pretty, you know, pretty common. Mm. And at 4, they lose their only son. A year later, they had a fire, a tragic fire, and he had invested heavily in real estate, and it just kind of tore up everything that he had built. I mean, it wiped out. In fact, it was in 1871. It was known as the Great Chicago Fire.
Oh yeah, I remember that. I remember hearing about that.
Yeah, so he had most of his stuff just totally, you know, wiped out, all of his kind of his all of his holdings. And this disaster took a major, major, you know, effect on him. He lost his son, then he loses, you know, all his real estate holdings. And so they decided, him and his wife decided that him and their four daughters, they were going to join D.L. Moody in England and just kind of, you know, help him out and, you know, help with the evangelistic campaigns and what was going on in Britain. And so his him and his wife, they had planned to join him in this, you know, on 1873 or so. So the whole family traveled to New York in they say in the month of November to catch this French steamer called Ville de Havre. Best I can do, guys. Sorry. Okay. They were about to get on this boat, this ship, right, to take them all the way across the Atlantic. And at the last minute, before the ship is about to set sail and go, you know, business development happened and Horatio had to be delayed. He's like, I can't go, but you know, he didn't want to ruin the family's trip. You can only imagine, I mean, how much time it took to prepare to go on a ship, you know, not on a plane. Right. It takes a lot just to get my family on a plane, much less, you know, this is a major thing. She says, listen, I don't want to put a wrench in all this. You guys go ahead and go. And, you know, I'll meet up with you guys. So Anna, his wife, left with her four daughters. They were headed to Europe, and then Spafford goes back to Chicago. Well, 9 days later, imagine how long it takes to cross the Atlantic.
Mm-hmm.
9 days later, he receives a telegram, not a text, not a phone call, from his wife in Wales.
Uh-huh.
And it reads, saved alone. That's it, saved alone. What happened was that on the way there, their ship collided with another ship. And it sank in 12 minutes.
Wow.
226 people died when the ship sank. And Anna, the wife, you know, it's reported that her and her daughter stood bravely, four daughters, you know, they stood there on the deck. And they were desperately, you know, clinging on to her. And her last memory, think about this, her last memory is having her baby violently torn from her arms by the force of the waters.
Mm.
And you imagine you're holding, your boat is shrinking, and all of a sudden the waves and just the water just sweeps your child out of your arms, and I'm sure you're grasping as hard mm-hmm. as you can. And sad to say that Anna was the only one that was saved. It said that some sort of plank fell on the, you know, came underneath her head, and she was unconscious. And it propped her head up, and she floated.
Oh wow!
Yeah, and they were able to rescue her.
Amazing! Wow. Do you have any idea how old the daughters were?
No, I don't. I don't know how old the daughters were, but. You know, her first reaction was, of course, you know, it's reported she was in total despair. And then she heard a voice speak to her. And it says that it's reported that God basically said, listen, no, it wasn't God. It's just, she heard a voice speak to her, says, you were spared for a purpose.
Mm.
I'm sorry, it was God. And she immediately recalled, this is what I'm trying to say. I mean, immediately she recalled the words of a friend. It is easy to be grateful and good when you have so much, but take care that you're not a fair weather friend to God.
Mm.
And God spoke to her, and then God reminded her of the words a friend had spoken to her. And these are people that lived a really affluent life. They were blessed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, they were, you know, volunteering, supporting one greatest evangelists, you know,
mm-hmm.
You know, church history. I mean, Dale Moody was just an amazing man of God.
Right.
And, you know, her friend tells her that it's easy to be grateful and good when you have so much, but take care that you're not a fair weather friend to God. And so, you know, Horatio hears what happened. He boards, you know, the ship to New York to, you know, get to his wife. Their daughter, later on explains that the survivor, the baby survivor, explains that on her father's trip, on the ship, the captain of the ship, you know, called him over and says, "This is where it happened. Basically, this is where you lost your daughters. This is where it happened."
Oh.
And it is said that Horatio just, you know, leaves with his head down, and he goes into his cabin. And when he goes into his cabin, he's abiding on 2 Kings 4:26, and this is about how the Shunammite woman lost, you know, her only child, and the word says she was vexed within her.
Mm-hmm.
And out of that experience, that tragedy, he writes this classic hymn. I mean, he just writes this, and the first few lines of this hymn says, "When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll." And you think about all the sorrows. This is a family that has lost their first only son. They've had four daughters. They lose their only son to scarlet fever.
Mm-hmm.
You have this wealthy guy who's done well and is well known, and then he loses most of his real estate holdings not too long after they lose their son.
Mm-hmm.
And here they're getting ready to go to, you know, they said, "Look, we're gonna shut everything down. We're going to go ahead and just support, you know, what D.L. Moody's doing out there and these evangelistic campaigns, and we're just going to get lost in the things of God." And on the way out there, you lose four daughters.
Mm. Horrific.
At least four daughters. And that pain that they, you know, he personally experienced, I'm sure, and the mother experienced, but there, he, you know, it's tragic. He goes into this cabin and he begins to abide and spend time with God. And he says, "When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul." And you think about the comfort that God was able to give him. I mean, listen, there are things that happen in your life that you just go, "Oh my goodness, how, you know, am I going to ever make it through this?
Mm-hmm.
Can we make it through this?" And to know that God was there to comfort him, that God was there to strengthen him to the point that he pens out this, just, I mean, a classic hymn that's been around since the 1800s that we are still singing today. "It is well, it is well with my soul." It reminds me of 2 Corinthians 1, verse 3 says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles." Why? "So that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God." And let me tell you that no matter what tragedy you have faced or maybe even facing right now, today, that God is an ever-present help in the time of trouble. God wants to be there for you and to love on you and to help you through your difficult and challenging times. I mean, to the point that maybe you too can say like Horatio, "It is well. It is well with my soul." Mm-hmm. And God wants to comfort you and to love on you and to strengthen you during the time. I mean, there's nothing like being able to cry out to God, to the one who sees yesterday, today, and tomorrow all at the same time, to the omnipotent, all-powerful God. God knows everything. We may not understand why tragedy happens. We may not understand different things that occur. But let me tell you something. You know what? We can rest. We can rest in the fact that God is God. You know, when Job was going through all of his trials and didn't understand, he lost his family. You know, his wife was trying to get him to curse God and die.
That's right.
You know, and he was personally attacked in his own body. He said, "No, no, no. One thing I do know, I know God. 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 And I will not turn my back against him. I will not question him. You know, God is good. And we can try to wreck our brains to try to figure why and who and what. And but you know what? It's so much easier and better just to say, God, I'm going to leave this with you. I'm not going to worry myself and agitate my mind and my emotions and stir those things up. I'm going to rest in your arms. I'm going to rest in your love. I'm going to rest in your comfort. And I'm going to allow you to bring me from this state to a place of healing, to a place of comfort, to a place of peace. And there's nothing, nothing like the peace of God when you've been through the fire. We'll be right back.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.